ABC Radio Australia.
Australian Samoan tennis star Destiny Iava has announced her retirement from tennis in an explosive social media post, stating that 2026 would be her final year in the sport. The 25-year-old described tennis as her toxic boyfriend and said the tennis culture was misogynistic, homophobic, and hostile to anyone who doesn't fit its mold. It comes less than 3 weeks since her participation in the Australian Open, which she bowed out of in the first round. Destiny Iava spoke with the ABC's Catherine Murphy about her decision.
Yeah, growing up, my entire career, I started at five and just playing tournaments throughout that time. I experienced a lot of racism from, you know, parents, people I was playing, just comments, you know, at the back of the court. Walking through, like, kind of, it was kind of like a high school environment. So, yeah, and even to this day, I'm still getting racist comments, DMs and everything. So, yeah, it was never ending. And even seeing my friends as well experience similar things.
This breaks my heart because when I was looking into your story, I found this beautiful video of you as a 12-year-old. You were already a star, introducing yourself to the sport. And it's heartbreaking to think what was to come for that 12-year-old. What would you say to her now? Would you say maybe the path you took wasn't worth it?
Yeah, well, I would say it was a good life lesson for me to have at that age and till now as well. I feel like I learned so much from tennis just to, you know, take on the world and grow a thicker skin as well. I feel like she obviously didn't need that treatment and sorry, it's a bit emotional talking about it.
Take your time.
Yeah, I feel like no one kind of deserves that treatment, especially for a little girl, you know, playing a sport that's, you know, she's enjoying at the time and trying her best, and all she's focused on is, you know, doing her best, and there's constant comments that are racist or, you know, all those kinds of things. So I definitely think that from my experience, it's shaped me into the person who I am today.
You also talk about misogyny in the sport. Now, we cover tennis a lot on the show. We covered the French Open scheduling, which doesn't even allow women have a prime time spot. So we know there are major challenges. What have you experienced?
I feel like just comments made throughout, like, you know, the locker room and seeing other players' experiences as well. I feel like people saying that there's not any misogyny in this sport is just wrong, and I don't even have to say, you know, my personal experiences with it. There's so many out there of other players, and I feel like if you do think that there isn't misogyny in this sport, then you're just, you know, kidding yourself.
You've spoken up on the trolls. Despite being told don't bring attention to them, you know, don't give them the airtime, you felt it was so important. In one part of your statement, you say the scrutiny on your body, the trolls, have damaged your relationship with your own body image. Just how deeply has that affected you?
Yeah, it goes a lot deeper. I think throughout my tennis career, I've always had issues with food, just purely based on the people around me and seeing other girls in this sport as well play tennis. I'm not really surrounded by many women like me, so it was kind of hard, and just having a bad relationship with food was really hard, and it's still something that I'm trying to work on today and just remind myself that everyone's different. And yeah, the constant comparison in this sport is crazy. It's definitely not helpful at all, but I feel like at the end of the day, it does teach you to be a lot stronger and more confident in yourself, which is something I'm still trying to work on.
Destiny Iava speaking there about her decision to quit tennis. Now, joining me to talk about all of this is the presenter of ABC's Nijin Footy and Fresh Off the Field, Sam Wykes. Malo alele, Sam.
Malo alele, good morning.
Good morning. Sam, what was your first reaction to seeing Destiny Iava decision to quit?
Yeah, well, I guess it was shock at first the way she did it. She's still very young, you know, in the sport. But from an understanding point of view, having interviewed her maybe, I think it was just over 12 months ago now, and following her on socials and her journey, it's just, man, the way she the way she has that bravery and courage to like call out poor online behavior and like she would reshare posts, like I just couldn't believe people would say such horrific things like this, and she calling it out, like, to me, I was just like thinking, how does someone do that? Because I, like, you know, having played rugby in the past, a professional athlete, having rubbed shoulders with many sort of professional athletes, you know, the most common thing that everyone says is just, oh, I just turn off the comments or just ignore it, you know, put it on private, do all those things. But, you know, in the case of, say, today's day and age, it's not really social media anymore. Like, that's another level of income. It's another level of exposure to be able to elevate your game. And, you know, just seeing her, you know, not go out on her terms in a way that a sport that you're supposed to love, because in the interview that I had with her, she said, make sure you love the sport. Don't do it because your parents tell you or you're forced to do it. Just make sure you're happy and you love the sport. And to see that she's gone out this way with a bit of taste in her mouth, yeah, it breaks my heart that, she couldn't just, go out on her terms.
And when you spoke to her, about 12 months ago, when she was saying that you want to be happy and love the sport, did she also speak to you then about cyberbullying and the pressure she was under?
She was very open and honest about the challenges that she was facing as a Pacific Island athlete. And when I mean on her terms, I mean like in a positive note for her terms, like a happy way of going out. You know, when I retired, it was a happy relief type of thing. But, you know, for her, there's still this thing that where she couldn't just, go out like that. But I, when she was talking about tennis and the sport and just feeling a bit alone because there was no other Pacific Island athletes, and again, I refer to rugby union and rugby league, there's a lot of, you know, it's 50% of the playing population. So we had comfort with other players who looked like us. But for her, you know, she did feel like she was saying she was a bit alone in the sport, but trying her very best, to break that stereotype and inspire more young Pacific Island tennis players to come through.
And how significant was it for her to be in that very prominent position? Like you say, the only Pacific Islander in these big international opens. What did it mean to the Pacific Islander community for her to be up there and pushing like she was?
Oh, it's inspiring because when you think of when you go back, I guess to my mum or my grandparents and her bloodline, you know, someone would have had to take that first step of making that brave decision to break the mold and move for a better opportunity, you know, move to New Zealand, move to Australia, move to America. She's had to do that exact same thing. She had to make that brave step of being the first to do something where it's uncommon. So there would have been so much heartbreak around rocking up to these events as a young kid and probably not feeling like you belong there. And that's just a sense of looking around when you just don't feel like, wow, well, there's no one that really looks like me that plays this game. But as I said, when you go to a rugby league or a rugby union game, man, you're running into cousins left, right and centre that you didn't even know you had. So it's, it was her just speaking out that way. But I'm really, really glad that she did, because there is genuinely some young up-and-coming tennis players. There's a young Tongan girl that I can think of. Her name's Tish Filitonga. She's only 13 or 14. She's playing tennis. You know, she's here in Western Sydney playing tennis, and she's gone to a few circuits now in Fiji, in the Solomon Islands. And she was saying if it wasn't for someone like Destiny, she probably wouldn't have pursued it like a, you know, genuine opportunity to pursue it as a career.
Do you think, like you say, Destiny has called out this misogynistic and racist culture in tennis? Do you think it'll prompt any introspection in the tennis world?
I hope it does create some conversations, because it's drawn a lot of attention. Sometimes people in some of the industries only know what they know, and all it takes is a conversation and actually picking up the phone, calling Destiny. How can we solve this? How do we not let this happen again? Because again, when I look at Destiny's situation, I don't look at her as an athlete at all. Like, I look at her as a, you know, someone where I've got a teenage daughter, you know, who's Tongan. My wife's Tongan. I've got nieces and nephews who are Tongan that, you know, want to try do certain things. It's a challenging world at the moment. It's different to when we grew up. And you just want to make sure that you have really good, honest conversations that actually lead to really good actions and positive outcomes, so people don't have to go through this again.
And like you say, inspiring while playing tennis, but then inspiring as well in the way that she's been able to hold herself in her decision to leave tennis, despite it being obviously a terrible circumstance. Sam, thank you so much for joining me this morning and chatting about it.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
That was the ABC's Nijin Footy and Fresh Off the Field presenter, Sam Wykes.